Diversified cowpea cropping design in the Sudan savanna of Ghana. Authors: Azeba Emmanuel Osipi, Richard Dormady, and Peter Quandher. Abstract. Introduction. Climate change and low-intensity cropping technologies limit cowpea, Vigna unguiculata, L. Walt. Yield in sub-Saharan Africa. Objective. To implement and optimize high-intensity climate-smart cropping systems for cowpea. Materials and methods. Cowpea was planted using 4 seeds per hill, spaced at 75 multiplication 20 centimeters in a randomized complete block design with 4 replicates, and later thinned to the required stand at the Savannah Agricultural Research Institute, Manga, Ghana, in 2021 and 2022. 4 planting designs were used. A single row with 2 plants per hill at the center of the ridge, 66,667 plants ha. A single row with 1 plant per hill at the center of the ridge, 33,333 plants ha. A double row with 2 plants per hill on both sides of the ridge, 133,333 plants ha. And a double row with 1 plant per hill on both sides of the ridge, 66,667 plants ha. Days to 50% and 90% flowering, pod load and pod length, number of seeds per pod and 100 seed weight, and grain and biomass yields were recorded. Results. Planting designs and plant densities had no effect on number of days to flowering. A single row with 2 plants per hill or a double row with 1 plant per hill increased pod load. A single row with 2 plants per hill or a single row with 1 plant per hill improved the number of seeds per pod. Planting a single row of 2 plants per hill or a double row of 2 plants per hill optimized grain and biomass yields. Conclusions. Different planting designs and plant densities can enhance pod load, improve the number of seeds per pod, and optimize cowpea grain and biomass yields. Keywords: legume, cropping technology, sustainable cropping, spacing, smallholder farmers.